Fresh set of downs for the St. Louis 45. No score first quarter. Bradford operates in the gun. Fourth and less than one from the St. Louis 2-yard line. Ranshaw and blitz. Takes the snap. Bradford will pass and play action. They pick up the blitz. He launches down the field for Gibbons. One-on-one coverage, and Gibbons makes the catch. Five touchdowns. At a steep first down and north, 30 to the 25. To sleep, Robinson's going to get there. No. Woo. Oh, how about that? Got it blocked. 35, 40, break the tackles, 45. Perfectly timed blitz from the backside. Chris Vaughn again, fighting for the end zone. He is in. It's on the turn, and Jenkins has got it for a touchdown.
Rams fans, welcome into What to Watch. Alongside DeMarco Farr, the Super Bowl champion, I'm Steve Savard. Every week we get you set for the Rams matchup. This week it's a Monday night matchup against the Seattle Seahawks. Plenty to talk about regarding that game. But first, as always, let's take a look back. And in this case, DeMarco, a look back at a very disappointing day on two fronts. Number one, a game that was winnable for the Rams. We both felt like it before and after the game. And also losing quarterback Sam Bradford. Let's talk about what went wrong in the game. Worst possible start. Worst possible start, a tip pass, it's intercepted. It's not only a swing of 7 points, but really, Brian Quick's running single coverage down the field. Who knows? That could have been an 80-yard touchdown.
It could have been. It's one of those things. If Captain Munderland were 1 yard up or 1 yard back or to the side, he might not make that catch. But he did. You had a chance to bring him down. That's why teams practice that interception tackling drill. You couldn't get him on the ground. That's a pick six. That puts you behind early. But it was a very emotional game. I think the emotions spilled over. And just for in key moments, I think the Rams forgot what was important and got into the fight. They started attacking other people instead of playing the football game. So you had a chance to win. I don't think Carolina is better than St. Louis. I know the scoreboard says it right now, but that's one of those incomplete performances. It costs you. It gives you an L. It's going to hurt against your playoff chances, but I'm with you. It's one they could have got.
Yeah, the Rams had been so good in recent weeks about winning the turnover battle, they finished -3. You know the statistics in the NFL. Very difficult to overcome being -3. But also, there were plays that were there to be made that were not made. I mean, drop passes. You took some points off the board because you couldn't make plays. Moving forward, especially with a backup quarterback in Kellen Clemens, some guys are going to have to step up and make plays that they're leaving on the field right now.
Well, yeah, you're completing your resume every single day with every single play. So some of these guys are in danger of being labeled, I don't want to say busts or guys that are underachieving, but that's the way it's looking. So if you have a chance to come up big with a big touchdown catch, you have to make it in the National Football League or you're not going to win football games. That's why they drafted you here. So especially now when you don't have your ace, when you don't have your elite quarterback to lead the football team, you're all going to have to step up and play better. If not, not only will you lose, you can get run out and embarrassed. So everyone's going to have to take their game up.
It's not like the Rams didn't do some things well, particularly the run defense was terrific for most of the game. At one point in the second half, D'Angelo Williams had 1 yard rushing on 8 carries. They, for the most part, bottled up Cam Newton. But the disappointing drive, and we've talked about this, the Rams cut the lead in the third quarter to 8. It's a one possession game. They've got all the momentum. You know how the emotions were high for the defense after Chris Long had been ejected. And then you allow the Panthers to go down for a touchdown. That really changed. That was the backbreak.
Deflating, absolutely. When they say the game is on the table, the game is on the line right here. It's a one-score game. Carolina's offense is up. Your defense, supercharged defense, is up now. Chris Long is out. So everybody is jacked up and ready to go. And what did Carolina do? They cooled you off.
Yeah.
They put together a methodical drive, left, right, sprinkled in some Cam Newton scramble plays, made things happen, broke your back, won the game. So that's one to grow on. You have to tip your cap to Carolina. In that situation, you were just better in the game there. That cost you. So you're going to have to carry that further if you're a defense. You're going to have to learn from that and get better. Not only can you just play your best game, you may have to take it up a notch to win now.
We have to talk about the injury to Sam Bradford. It came on a day I thought Sam was throwing the ball exceedingly well. Mm-hmm. The 73-yard pass to Brian Quick on the money. The 63-yarder to Tavon Austin that was called back because of penalty. The ball he put in the fourth quarter on the money in Brian Quick's hands in the corner of the end zone that was dropped. Even the ball, and it would have been a very difficult catch for Austin Pettis to make. Even that ball was in a position where only the Rams receiver had a chance to make a play. I thought save for the two games where nobody in blue and gold played well, the Dallas game and San Francisco, I thought the arrow was still pointing up for Sam Bradford until this
injury. No doubt. The thing I'll say about Sam Bradford, this is what I love. He sure does not know how to play and maximize a good run game. When you're running the ball for him, he'll take advantage of what the defense is doing better than most. He'll put it right on the money. He's great with play actions, great at voice inflection. So as long as you're moving the rock and taking the heat off him, he'll do the rest. And you saw that, and that's the shame of it all. I thought he was playing his best football the last 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, I thought
he had really, really turned the corner, and then he gets hurt. It's a shame.
He was locked in with the deep ball, especially against Carolina. Now, Kellen Clemens steps in. You talked about the running game. You're going to need more of the running game. The thing that Jeff Fisher and Brian Schottenheimer have been disciplined about in recent weeks after the San Francisco game was that we're going to stay with the run. Early against Carolina, not working. They stayed with it. Zach Stacy started ripping off some runs, including that 21-yarder. So you know that Kellen Clemens, for him, two things are going to have to happen for Kellen to be successful here. His receivers are going to have to make plays that are there, and even some of the plays they're not making now. And Zach Stacy is going to have to still be a factor. You're going to have the run game to help out your backup quarterback.
I agree. And if I'm Brian Schottenheimer, what I would try to give Kellen Clemens is a list of go plays. I would take the decision out of his hands. Run up, run this play, snap the football, and just go. And you have to execute those plays, you know, better than you have all year long to have a chance because Seattle is stout on defense. And I'd give him a chance to scan the field, to make a play going downfield when I had the advantages, if I have them backed up right after a takeaway. If I can give him a chance to be a star, I'll do it, but I won't give him the same autonomy I gave Sam Bradford.
No.
But I can run the entire package with him.
Yes. The thing about the Kellen is that he's probably not going to sit in the pocket like Sam is going to and go through his progression of receivers. The thing we've seen from Kellen, though, is he extends plays. He's a fighter. He's a scrapper. When you think he's hemmed in, when you think he's dead, he gets out of the pocket and finds a way at least to make an attempt to get ball, to get yardage down the field. So that's what's impressed me about Kellen in his time here is that no play is dead with him in the pocket.
This is what I would tell the offense. Play as hard as he's going to.
That's a good way to put it.
Because if not, it's going to be obvious that he's the only one out there playing hard because he's going to give you everything he's got.
All right, we've talked a little bit about Kellen Clemens and the Rams offense. We're going to get more specific when we come back. What has to happen for the Kellen Clemens-led offense to score points against the Seattle defense ranked second right now in the National Football League? Welcome back to What to Watch. In this segment, we take a look at what the Rams offense has to do to score some points against the Seattle Seahawks defense, which is very, very good
stout.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Kellen Clemens is starting. Jeff Fisher told his football team on Monday the theme this week is give him hell with Kel.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Give him hell. Don't give him the ball because that's how they live. 19 takeaways. Pete Carroll is a takeaway guru. He practices it. He emphasizes it. You get points in practice for takeaway attempts.
19 takeaways
in
seven
pretty good.
Games. That's
pretty
lot.
Good.
They're plus seven.
Yeah.
They're good all over, DeMarco. Here's the deal. Third in points allowed, sixth against the rush, second against the pass. Second in total yards, just 282 a game. You mentioned the turnovers. They're fourth best in sacks with 23, and they're seventh best defending the red zone.
Yeah.
They're no weakness. Now, we all talk about how great their secondary is, and I think hands down it's the best, most physical secondary in football, but that's sliding the guys up front. That front seven is very, very good. The one question I had, because guys were coming off injuries, is the edge rushing. Well, that's not been a problem because they've got 23 sacks.
They can get after you. And if you play their game, you are in trouble. If you just let them roll off the ball and come after the quarterback, they're going to get there, and they're going to get there in a hurry. 32 tackles for loss, 50 quarterback hits. 50 hits leads the league. So they are coming at you in waves. Now, they do have a weakness. That defense is designed to get off the field. Three and out, take away. You know, go as hard as you can and then get off and rest. If you keep them on the field, you can wear them out. You've got to extend drives, period. You've got to be efficient in the passing game, period. It doesn't take an elite quarterback to run a perfect screen. That will also kill them. But if it's missed time, they're good. They have a great screen defense. They can all run. But if you hit them on screens, both sides, you can have success moving the football and keep them on the field.
And I think you're going to have to hunt and peck your way down the
field.
Going back to your point, time of possession, they're top 10. Again, almost 32 minutes of possession. Keep their defense in the field. Maybe it's a different game. But they've only allowed 11 completions of 20 yards or more through 7 weeks. That's the best in the National Football League. So you're not having success challenging down the field. This isn't necessarily what Rams fans want to hear, but this might be a hunt and peck type off passing scheme.
It's going to have to. You don't have that much time with the rush they're going to give you. I mean, they've got at least seven legit pass rushers that can all kill you and get to you and ruin your day. But if they get you in a tackle for loss situation, set up second and long, and then a third and long, if it's third and 15 and you're in shotgun, by the time he receives it, the quarterback receives it, it's third and 20.
Yeah.
By the time he finishes his drop back, it's a 25-yard pass just to pick up the first down, and guess where they're sitting? You don't have that much time. If you get behind the chains, you're dead.
You talk about the pass rushers they have, Cliff Averill, Chris Clemens, and Michael Bennett, and then you've got Bruce Irvin coming off the edge.
He's
actually listed as an outside linebacker, but he's playing good football, even though he's only played three games. Let me talk about the secondary. They're so good at safety. We know that. Chancellor's a monster. Earl Thomas covers more ground.
I know you hate talking about it because they're so good.
I hate talking about it. You're right. But Earl Thomas is probably the best free safety in football. But they're so good at corner, and they're so long and big and physical, Sherman and Browner. How and can you attack? Can you be aggressive going down the field against the secondary?
Well, every hit, every 20-yard sprint to a big tackle that Chancellor gives you, every play that Earl Thomas makes, every defensive play that their corners make, it's going to sap their energy if you can keep them on the field. If you make them, if you let them go three and out and just rest and come back, you've got no shot. The only shot you have against that secondary is to keep them on the field and gut punch them.
Yeah. Cam Chancellor at 6'4", 6'3", and 232. Oh. That's like an extra linebacker in the box.
He declinched tackles.
He did it to Eric Winston in the Thursday night game against the Arizona Cardinals. That was one of the most impressive plays I've seen from a safety in a long, long time.
Can't you flag him for that? That should be a penalty.
It's not illegal, but it is definitely unfair.
Oh, my God, he dropped him. All right, yes, sir.
When we come back, we'll talk about the Rams defense matching up against the Seattle offense led by Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch. That's next on What to Watch.
It's probably one of the best secondaries in the league. They have, 19 takeaways already this year? So we definitely have our work cut out for us. They're fast for us, and they know how to read the quarterback well. So we got to make sure that we're taking care of our business up front and our end to ensure that we do everything we can to throw those guys off, get down to the second level and make blocks because they're good at getting in on tackles as well.
With the stout front seven, the great defensive backfield in the back. So, we just all about execution, when you're playing against a good defense like that. So it's just going to come down to execution, doing all the little things, playing mistake-free football and just going from there.
Welcome back to What to Watch. Right now, we talk about the matchup when the Seattle offense takes the field against the Rams defense. And, DeMarco, it's a top 10 offense in terms of total yards and fourth in points allowed. Look, Marshawn Lynch is the guy that drives this engine. I know that Russell Wilson is a terrific athlete and a great find, certainly in the third round a year ago. But without Marshawn Lynch, this offense doesn't operate the same way.
No, and it's funny. You'll talk to people. We do this on the road. Jacksonville, Houston, San Francisco, teams that will play Seattle or have played Seattle, and I bring up Marshawn Lynch. They all point to body parts. See this bruise? See this? Playing him is a full-time job. He can run away from you. He can run over you. He can run through you. And he can also absolutely wear you out. Some guys have the football and try to elude you. Marshawn Lynch uses the football as a license to run right into you and smash you. He is in full beast mode. So you're going to have a rotation of guys to keep fresh to stop him on the ground, and they use him. Off tackle, in between, it does not matter. He is a tough runner.
Their passing numbers don't wow you, but I think they're efficient. When Russell Wilson needs to make a play, he makes the play. Now, their wide receiving core is solid. Sidney Rice, Doug Baldwin, Golden Tate. There aren't any big, big superstar names there. I think the guy that's underrated playing good football for them is Zach Miller at tight end. I mean, he is really, really good. But I think Wilson makes this group better. I think together with Wilson, they're better than you think looking at them individually on paper.
He can make a lot of things happen. The play he threw against Arizona, rolling right, it's a jump pass, 50 yards on the money into the end zone. I think he's the NFL's version of Johnny Football. You can't take your eyes off
him. Good comparison.
He's guaranteed to leave the pocket, no matter how you try. So forget all that box technique. We're going to try to keep him in, cast a wide net. No, just have your pass rushers go and chase him all day. He's going to leave the pocket. One, because he can. Two, because he has to. If you keep him in the pocket, now you've got a six-foot quarterback trying to throw over you. You got the advantage. When right. He scrambles for windows so he can throw.
Some guys to keep an eye on for the Rams. Alec Ogletree. This is really this kind of game against this kind of quarterback, Russell Wilson, in this division was the reason why the Rams invested, one of the reasons why the Rams invested a first-round pick in Alec Ogletree. He is going to have to be disciplined and yet be an athlete.
Yes.
And help limit the damage Russell Wilson does, not necessarily on called plays, the ad-lib plays, getting out of the pocket, extending plays.
I would just light the fuse if I'm the Rams defense. Instead of making this kid have to make the right choice, because you know they're going to have a plan against him. They're going to circle him and say, we can take advantage of him on misdirection and whatnot. If I'm the Rams defense, just light the fuse and send him. Just go. Let him use his athletic ability. Turn him loose of almost all responsibility and track the ball down.
And even if you don't get to him, yeah. Force the ball out a second earlier,
yes.
2 seconds earlier, a half a second earlier. Don't let him set his feet.
Yes.
Chase him down. Make him uncomfortable. The other key to me, the inside push, the defensive tackle play. Michael Brockers has been great
yeah.
in the recent weeks. Kendall Langford, not bad either.
Yes.
Right? You're going to need that against – you're going to have to disengage and make sure you show up in your gaps – against Marshawn Lynch.
That might be
defensive
the only
tackle's yes. important in this football.
That
game.
Might be the only rush I program. I want you guys a little more power. I want you to take as many bodies back to him as possible. I need a wall. I need a wall to force him out.
Like what Michael Brockers did to center yes. Ryan Khalil of the Carolina Panthers on the safety that Eugene Sims recorded.
Yes.
That was one of the most impressive defensive tackle plays we've seen all year.
It's a great thing. If I put my hand in front of your eyes, you're going to have to move to see. That's Russell Wilson. I want this and Michael Brockers and Langford to be the hand. Make him move, let the ends go, chase him down all day.
All right, what are the keys to victory for the Rams against the Seahawks? We'll discuss that next on What to Watch.
That's a challenge, just seeing a different guy. But then you go to, of course, I got Russell on the backfield. You know, that he's an elusive quarterback with a good arm. And, you know, of course, the head of the horse is Marshawn, who, you know, kind of makes the whole thing go. So it's a whole, and, you know, then you go to receiver and whatnot. But, I mean, like Russell and Marshawn, if they get it going, it could be a long day. But, you know, we try to slow them down as best as possible, you know, because they're great players. You know, you can't totally stop them, but we can slow them down. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, start doing what we want to do around here.
You know, Indy's got a pretty good defense, and he runs for 107, and quarterback runs for 107 against Indy. So they present all kinds of problems. He's an outstanding back. He plays good without the ball. He's a good blocker. Saw a game where there was a turnover, and he comes and strips the defensive lineman from behind, knocks the ball out, those kind of things. He's just an outstanding running back.
All right, time now to take a look at the keys to victory for the Rams on this Monday night matchup. First of all, great to have Monday Night Football back in St. Louis. And
yes.
It's a reward. The NFL rewards you based on your promise, what you've done recently, going back to Jeff Fisher's first year in 2012, and what's expected. So it's nice.
Big showcase.
It's very nice. Now, yeah. it coincides with the day the Cardinals are
it's okay.
playing, unless, of course, yeah. We don't know this at the time we're taping this. Unless, of course, they sweep the Red Sox,
right.
which we like. How great would that be? A sweep of the Red Sox and the Rams dismantle the Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
It would be a party, absolutely. Now, I would say this. Big stage, don't embarrass the family.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the other side
That's
of Monday
the other
Night
side.
Football.
Yes, don't embarrass the family.
Because you had absolutely. A Thursday night game earlier this year, and the Rams did not put their best foot forward against the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
I think that's the prevailing opinion people have based on –
there's a lot of eyes on you.
Yeah,
there's a lot of eyes on you.
Give me a key to victory here.
You know, I would say extending drives for the offense. You've got to stay on the field, stay efficient. And I go back to a pass drop by Quick early in the game. It's a third down pass. He's got more than enough for the first down on a simple comeback, and he drops it offense off the field. You can't have that versus Seattle because Russell Wilson is going to take advantage of that. He is that good. So you have to stay efficient. Stay ahead. Stay ahead in the chain. Stay ahead in the count. If you get behind, you're playing their game. Defensively, keep going after Russell Wilson. Make him pay for every magical throw he has. Make him have to pick himself up off the ground. Each hit saps energy. The less energy he has in the fourth quarter, the better it is for you.
Yeah, I think there will be the Rams will have a hard time. First of all, when you have a backup quarterback in, you have a hard time creating explosive plays down the field to begin with. And against this defense, it's going to be tough. So I think field position has been much improved for the Rams in recent weeks. Much improved based on what we saw the first month. That has to continue. Every yard in this game is precious because I don't think you're going to be able to get the ball down the field 73 yards to Brian Quick in this game like the Rams could last week to get back in it. So every yard, I think field position is paramount. Be judicious with your punt returns. Be judicious with your kickoff returns.
Yes.
Every first down counts, even if you don't score points, because as we mentioned, the Seattle defense, first in the NFL with only 11 completions of 20 yards or more. And oh, by the way, they've only given up two rushes of 20 yards. You don't get yardage in big chunks against Seattle. I don't anticipate the Rams doing it. They're going to have to grind some things out. Better to go 65 than 80.
No doubt. I just watched Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald struggle to get the ball downfield. Yeah. Those are two good players and a great one.
And
they struggled to get the ball downfield in Seattle. So you're going to have to dink and dunk and play ball control.
You said 2 weeks ago at Houston, your mantra that day was don't be scared.
Don't be scared. This Monday night, don't embarrass the family.
That's this week.
Don't embarrass the family. The family name is on the line here. And it's Seattle. Your favorite guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me real quickly your mindset as a player, Monday Night Football.
You know what? Dial in. It's the same thing we had when Trent Green went down. We all got to tighten it up. We got to be hungry football players. We have to go out and take advantage of this because everybody thinks we're dead.
And Chris Long channeled Dick Vermeil this week saying we will rally around Kellen Clemens.
And you might want
to play good football.
You may find out. Yeah, that he's leading you in three games. You never know.
All right, that'll do it for DeMarco Farr. I'm Steve Savard. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy the game. Remember, you can catch our call every week on 101 ESPN and the St. Louis Rams Radio Network. Go Rams. Enjoy the game.
An RBN production.